Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes, brought to us by By the Yard Patio Furniture and Cardinal Corner. We'll talk to Jim coming up in just a moment. I want to talk a little bit about my friends Lee and Pam at their beautiful store for nature lovers, and that is Cardinal Corner. We've said it before, and they tell me all the time, it doesn't matter where you live. All you need to attract birds is water, food, and a place to nest. And Cardinal Corner has birdhouses for chickadees, nuthatches, house wrens. See what else? Bluebirds, purple martins, wood ducks. And many birds like cardinals and doves and goldfinches do not nest in houses, so be sure to provide some good, clean feeders for them. And boy, Cardinal Corner has some prepackaged nesting materials and very attractive reusable holders, which make a great a gift, too, for that matter. And, of course, the freshest bird seed in town at Cardinal Corner. Get that monthly newsletter with all kinds of tips and stories. You just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy is situated at the Newport Center. You can call them, 651-455-6556, or online at cardinalcorner.com. You will find that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Well, welcome to the last day of April, Jim Gilbert.
Yes, isn't this something?
This is it. That what happened to it?
Yeah, I know. Where does the time go? Always. Well, 40 degrees here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, located about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. What is the official temperature?
Well, it went from 44 to 45. Now it's back to 44.
44. All right.
Yes.
And we've got that east wind, which tells us that some type of system is coming in. And it's overcast. But I've been listening to the birds this morning. Oh, my goodness. American robins, northern cardinals singing like everything, morning ducks cooing. I just heard a ringneck pheasant, a double squawk, and many, many more. Oh, and incidentally, the Iron Man bike race is here in Waconia this morning. 1,000-plus riders are biking up to 100 miles. Our son Christian is heading out soon in the race to bike 100 miles.
Wow, let's hope they can do that, get it done before the moisture starts hitting, huh?
Yes, I wonder. I hope so. Well, good luck, bikers. Sunrise, 6:03, set 8:17. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 14 hours and 14 minutes of daylight. We have gained 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 20 minutes since last Sunday, and get this one, Denny, we've gained 5 hours and 27 minutes, almost 5.5 hours of daylight since the solstice on December 21st.
And we enjoy it, for sure.
Oh, yes. We still have an hour and 22 minutes of daylight to gain by June 20th, the summer solstice, the longest day of the year when astronomical summer begins in the northern hemisphere. Say the normal high for day is 65, normal low is 44. records for today, April 30th, in the Twin Cities. Now, I love to put this one out because we've been cold the last few days. Okay, high 91. This was set in 1934 and again in 1952. But the low for this day, 24, set in 1903. The most precipitation we've had on this date, and we could beat that maybe, was, 63 years ago, 1954, 1.53 inches of rain, so an inch and a half inch of rain. Also, on this date, in 1984, it snowed 3.1 inches on the Twin Cities. We have a waxing crescent moon that's set this morning at 12:08 and rises at 9:51 this morning. The next full moon is Wednesday, May 10th. I call this the fresh, bright green or light green look all throughout the Minnesota River Valley and in other parts of forested southern Minnesota, willows, box elders, the native basswoods, sugar maples, bur oaks, red oaks, eastern cottonwoods, and other trees have small leaves, and we've got this beautiful green glow now. And it, you know what? All you have to do is go 100 miles north, and you don't see that at all. So this is in southern Minnesota. So this is the week when many of us welcome back to our feeding stations, the first Baltimore Orioles, rose-breasted grosbeaks, and ruby-throated hummingbirds. Now, of course, most people don't have them yet, but they're coming, and all three have been spotted already. So Baltimore Orioles are night migrants and are returning from Central America for the nesting season. At feeding stations, they like grape jelly, sugar water, and they like to feed on half oranges. The winter range for the rose-breasted grosbeaks is northwestern South America through Central America and into Mexico. They also are now returning to Minnesota and are appearing at feeding stations. They like sunflower seeds. Ruby-throated hummingbirds can winter from extreme southern Texas to Costa Rica. Hummingbirds usually migrate by day, but can also migrate at night. They like sugar water feeders. The recommended mixture is one part what we call granulated white sugar to four parts water. So get those feeders out to welcome back what I call kind of the big three, the Baltimore Orioles, the rose-breasted grosbeaks, and the ruby-throated hummingbirds. Right now, over much of CCO land, migrating white-throated sparrows and yellow rump warblers are very numerous. Prairie chicken males dance on a lek, that's a flat area, in far western Becker County, and sharp-tailed grouse have been seen and heard displaying on a lek near Bowabic. The first tiny Canada goose goslings have been spotted in several places, swimming with their parents and grazing on fresh green grasses. Daffodils, hyacinths, grape hyacinths, the bleeding hearts, early tulips, Arctic phlox, PJM rhododendrons, plum trees, magnolias, and service berries bloom in the Twin Cities and southern Minnesota yards. We saw many of these, in fact, all these plants at Hammond University on Friday. We were there for a track meet to watch our granddaughter, 15-year-old Ailsa was in the state elite meet, and she had a lot of fun running and jumping. Woodland wildflowers blooming in southern Minnesota include Dutchman's breeches, false rue anemones, wild ginger, large flower bellwort, wild blue phlox, large flower trillium, and several violets, and plus more. Southern and central Minnesota farmers have been or would like to be planting corn, soybeans, spring wheat, oats, sugar beets, and green peas. Meadows and city lawns have green carpets. It's early, but crabapple trees have begun blooming in the Twin Cities and other parts of southern Minnesota. These spring mornings are the best time of the year to hear the symphony of bird music. I've been listening for tree swallows, barn swallows chattering, As I said before, mourning doves, ringneck pheasants crowing, northern cardinals, black-capped chickadees whistling their songs, and many others. I have some really neat reports from naturalist Matt Chute. He led a walk in the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum yesterday and reports that 31 wildflower species are blooming in the Grace B. Dayton Wildflower Garden, including large flower trillium and the jack in the pulpit. In his own yard in Golden Valley, about a dozen migrating white-throated sparrows were at his feeding station earlier this morning. I'm sure they're still there. And they like cracked corn and millet that he scattered on the ground for them. Matt Chute also said crabapple trees have just started blooming in Golden Valley. Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur also report that migrating white-throated sparrows are numerous there. And the first Canada goose goslings appeared in that area on April 17th. First male Baltimoreal arrived at a feeder in the area on Friday the 28th, and the first male rose crested grosbeak on Tuesday the 25th. Art walked miles in Le Sueur County yesterday and found only 5 morel mushrooms, but then he hit the jackpot. He found a dead elm tree, and he counted 188 of our state mushrooms, the common morel, under this one tree. Art and Barb Straub also report 3 brown thrashers and an eastern towhee came to their feeders just yesterday. And a trumpeter swan has begun incubating eggs on a muskrat house in a nearby pond, and that happened on Thursday. Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield have seen 100 or more yellow-rump warblers in their yard just the last couple of days. And a few of them came and ate from the suet feeder. They counted 40 white-throated sparrows at one time, eating cracked corn and millet on the ground. And they said 2 black-capped chickadees are incubating eggs, and they got 21 species of birds coming to their feeding station.
Wow.
Say, yes.
Before I forget, Jim, you just got a whole slew of emails this week, and I'm going to be forwarding those. So I just want to assure listeners that we'll be shipping those off to you.
You know, sure. And I feel really bad because so many people have so many great observations, and I can't acknowledge them all, and I can't give out my phone number because they end up getting so
You'd
many.
You'd never get off the phone.
And nobody around here would get a chance to use the phone.
That's right. True. Well, you know what I want to talk about, and I know you do, is Mother's Day is coming up. And, boy, wouldn't mom love to have some, either her first piece of by-the-yard furniture or maybe adding to her collection?
I know.
And they have, as you know, Jim, it starts tomorrow now, May 1st, is there a spring planter promotion? It's starting tomorrow through Mother's Day. You spend $750 or more, and you're going to get a stylish 14-inch planter for free while supplies last. They come in 8 classic colors, several two-tone options to match your furniture. Jim and I love this furniture. Jim, what color is your outdoor furniture?
Ours is all green.
It's all green.
And you know what? We got started on the green. We love it. And so we've been adding pieces over the years. And some has been out there 8 years or more.
Oh, yeah.
It still looks like new.
Well, it's great for mom and great for Mother Earth, too, because this furniture is made out of recycled plastic milk jugs, as Jim and I have told you for, I think, almost 20 years, 15, 20 years. So if you're in the market for patio furniture, you need to check out By the Yard. Maintenance free. You're never going to see it. It's got a 35-year warranty. They've got a beautiful showroom, as Jim mentions from time to time, in Jordan. And again, you spend $750 or more, you're going to get a free 14-inch planter through Mother's Day. Why don't you get on the web, buytheyard.net, or a lot of folks call after Jim's show, 952-492-2777. Or as I said, buytheyard.net. Great furniture. Mom is going to love it. Don't forget Mom for Mother's Day. What else do you have, Jim?
Well, Diana Herring called me last night and said she had been working as a volunteer at Nurstrand Bigwood State Park. And they have some volunteers there that are there Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 4 to help people find the wildflowers and find their way along the trails and look at other highlights there at Nurstrand Bigwood State Park, which is known as the state park for wildflowers. The dwarf trout lady, marsh marigolds, the display is just fantastic right now. Dutchman's breeches, spring beauty, white trout lilies, those are some of them that are blooming in that beautiful state park. And she said that her husband found, his name is David Herring, found his first two morel mushrooms on Friday. I won't reveal where he found them in southern Minnesota. But anyway, David and Mary Brislance, they're the ones who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen. They report that this past Wednesday, and this is due to an ice coating that covered branches. You know, they had this storm up there. And with it came what we call a huge bird fallout. There were literally hundreds or thousands of hermit thrushes, same number, rusty blackbirds, hundreds of and maybe thousands of American robins, white-throated sparrows, and, you know, many, many other types of birds. In fact, David said he would go by any lawn and he could see dozens or more hermit thrushes and fox sparrows. He said, and these myrtle warblers, also called yellow rump warblers. He said it was just something again to behold. Right now, snow buntings and Lapland longspurs are in the area, and he said that he saw red-breasted merganser and yellow legs and osprey. These are all right in the harbor at Grand Marais. So birding has been fantastic, but kind of tough on some of these birds with, with the weather we've had.
And then when more to come, too, overnight tonight and tomorrow. Jim, we're almost out of time, and I want to get a couple of quick calls in from listeners who have been on the horn for a long time. Arlen and Red Wing, what's your quick comment, Arlen?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. And we have seen a completely black gray squirrel in the last few days. How common is that?
A black gray squirrel, that's a nesting form. It's not common, but it does happen. You know, every once in a while you see that. So it would be what we call a sport of nature, a genetic, just a genetic difference.
All right.
Black gray squirrel.
And, Jim, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to send you some more emails from your listeners so they're not forgotten.
Yes, and how about this one? Dick Miller from Maplewood saw a red-headed woodpecker. They're becoming quite rare, unfortunately.
Wow.
Coming to his backyard feeder for cracked corn, that was just on Friday.
Wow. Well, Jim, okay. We have to run, and we hope you're back next week, huh?
I look forward to it.
Me
Thanks.
Too. Thank you,
Bye
Jim.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday here on 830 WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.